One of those suing is Michael, or Mikey, Hall. He's a train engineer. At a news conference, he sits next to the man he married last January and describes how frustrating it's been trying to get Eli the same health benefits the spouses of heterosexual couples get. He says when he first asked, BNSF told him to look at the health care plan.
It clearly stated an eligible dependent is a husband or wife. Eli is my legal husband. They still denied me coverage.
He says he was told the reference meant a marriage between a man and a woman. Hall also says after he started pressuring the company, he got a call at home one night from a supervisor.
I was told it was going to be a long and bumpy battle and that it was going to be very difficult on my behalf.
BNSF says it won't comment on these specific cases, but says for salaried employees at the company, same-sex benefits are generally given. The issue, they say, is those suing are union employees, and the union contract refers to benefits for a husband or wife. The union disputes the assertion that it's their fault. A spokesman for the Brotherhood of Local Engineers and Trainmen says the union has written letters strongly endorsing the inclusion of benefit rights for same-sex couples. And the union says if the husband-wife language is a problem for BNSF, there's a mechanism in the current contract to get together with the union and fix it. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.